Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dick Hall. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirkland moves to third. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tasby. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gentile strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow is hit by the pitch. Alves moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall bunts towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with held covering, for the out. Snyder moves to third. Brown moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Brown tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. Savarin hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Severin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Luplau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Jerry Walker now pitching. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Snyder moves to third. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Kirkland throws the ball into Alves, who tags Aparicio trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Snyder scores. Brown scores. Hall goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 7-5, Orioles. Bob Severin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severin is 0-for-3 in the game. Severin hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gaines now playing center field. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Green pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Tasbai moves to second. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Gene Green. Stu Miller now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Tasbai moves to third. Ramos moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tasbai scores. Ramos scores. Held moves to second. It's Orioles, 7, Indians, 7. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland bunts between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Held moves to third. Kindle moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona is walked intentionally. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-7, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-8, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gaines out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a line drive to left field. Tasby throws towards Kindle. Kindle fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kindle. Snyder moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Smith pinch hits for Stu Miller. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 8. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Savarin covering, for the out. Tasby moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tasby moves to third. Held moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Dean Stone now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-4 in the game. Savarin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.